Kentucky man injured in Kidder County rollover on I-94 Tuesday. Stutsman County United Way set sights on $210,000 goal. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A Kentucky man traveling westbound on I-94 received minor injuries after rolling his vehicle Tuesday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says the 26-year-old Louisville, Kentucky man began to slow down due to torrential rains and high winds. He then lost control of his vehicle and entered the center median, where his vehicle rolled an unknown number of times. The vehicle came to rest on its right side near the eastbound lane. He was transported to Sanford Medical Center in Bismarck for minor injuries and was wearing a seatbelt. Medina Ambulance assisted on the scene. Stutsman County United Way has set their 2019-2020 campaign goal a bit higher than other years, but they're confident they can hit it with area support. Lynette Stoddard is a member of Stutsman County United Way.
Basically, the United Way of Jamestown and Stutsman County is an 18-member board that works to provide funding to 14 local agencies. Our mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities around the world to advance the common good, and that's what our United Way board is striving to do here in Jamestown and Stutsman County.
To help reach that goal, a fundraiser called Padanza in the Park will be held on July 20th. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. A federal judge in North Dakota has sentenced a Rhode Island woman to 4 years in prison for funneling lottery scam money between the U.S. and Jamaica. 29-year-old Melinda Bulgin of Providence received a sentence Wednesday that was 10 years less than prosecutors had sought. A prosecutor called Bulgin's sentence unreasonable and not a punishment. Authorities say the scam bilked more than 100 mostly elderly Americans out of more than $6 million. And authorities say two people were killed when a flash flood washed out a highway, causing a chasm up to 70 feet deep on a North Dakota reservation. The bodies of Trudy Peterson and Jim Vanderwall were recovered Tuesday on the Standing Rock Reservation in Sioux County. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.